The war in the Democratic Republic of Congo has officially been over for several years now, but there are still more than a dozen armed groups fighting each other throughout the eastern part of the country. Many of them use child soldiers, sometimes as children are forced to join, other times they join voluntarily. Dennis Porter has a story of one girl soldier from the village of Lukanga in eastern Congo.
Clementine Katungu Kalenja isn't what you'd expect of a former child soldier. She's soft-spoken, shy, and she's constantly laughing. Even when she describes her first battle against government soldiers, here at this spot. She was 15 years old.
I was standing on the porch and I saw where they were coming from. They began to shoot over there. We heard shooting down at the roadblock and we were asking who's shooting.
She says she and other girls were armed only with rocks, but she claims that a sorcerer put a magic potion on the rocks so they exploded like grenades. Kalenja became a soldier 8 years ago. She was kicked out of school because she couldn't pay her school fees. With nothing else to do, she and four other girls set off into the mountains to find the Mai Mai camp.
I did not tell my family, I just went to join the Mai Mai. I felt like being a fighter made me important.
Her father, Jean Murahinga, says when he came home that afternoon, she was gone.
I asked around and one of the neighbors told me that she went and joined Mai Mai. I was angry and afraid to hear that my daughter had joined that group.
The Mai Mai were set up by the Congolese government to protect against foreign militias. Dozens of Mai Mai groups dot eastern Congo. They rob and sometimes kill people, but other armed groups around here, including the government soldiers, are often more brutal. So the Mai Mai sometimes have the reluctant support of villagers. Masika Kasioko is an elder in Kalenja's village. She says she's seen many children join the Mai Mai, often for food.
Some of the children were hungry, and when they heard that in Mai Mais they have meat, they have bread, they said, oh, that is where we have to go.
Kalenja says it didn't take long to realize she'd made a mistake joining the Mai Mai. In her first battle, her friend was shot dead in front of her. She says she tried to leave, but Mai Mai leaders said her father would have to give them 10 goats in compensation, about five times her family's annual income. So Kalenja was stuck, fighting foreign militias and sometimes government troops.
We were fighting the National Congolese Army and Ugandan rebels and Rwandans. We were just fighting because it was war. It's the leaders who understood, but the rest of us, we did not know why.
Kalenja finally got to go home after the army raided the Mai Mai camp. But some Mai Mai fighters showed up at her hut and demanded her father compensate them for her release.
They came here with knives and said, if you don't have a goat, they are going to be a problem. You better get a goat. If I gave them one goat, then she could go back to school.
Kalenja's father gave them a goat, and then he sent her away for her own protection. She spent half a year in a rehabilitation program for former child soldiers.
They told us if we went to school, they would help pay for our school fees, or else they'll train us to be tailor or carpenter.
In the past few years, things have been improving for the villagers. Fewer children are joining the ranks of the Mai Mai. But for many of the former child soldiers, life is difficult. Masika Kasioko says many villagers don't trust them.
Men fear them. Men fear them very, very hard. They said, even if I marry this girl, perhaps in the future, she can kill me.
Kalenja is now 23 and still trying to finish high school. But she's run into the same problem that drove her to join the Mai Mai in the first place. Her school funding ran out, so she was kicked out of school again.
The teachers are not paid by the government, so if we don't pay the fees, they don't get the salary. That's why I can't go to school.
But Kalenja says even if she can't finish school, she is not going back to the Mai Mai. For The World, I'm Dennis Porter, the village of Lukanga in the Democratic Republic of Congo.